This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Brutal's political warning and what it got wrong. When a warning becomes a weakness, Ruto's threat problem. What happened? Kenyan President William Ruto addressed political opponents with a pointed warning, signalling that they face a fierce electoral battle ahead. Speaking in what appeared to be a rallying tone, he framed the coming contest as one where rivals would be caught off guard by his political force. The statement was clearly intended to project strength and confidence heading into a competitive political season. The communication angle. Here is what Ruto did versus what he should have done. Ruto chose the veiled threat. The rhetorical question at the end, won't they, is designed to invite the crowd into agreement, to make them co-signers of his confidence. That part works. Crowd inclusion is a real technique, and it builds energy in the room. But the rest of the statement collapses under its own weight. When you telegraph that your opponents will be surprised, you're actually revealing your own anxiety. Strong leaders do not announce that they will be formidable. They demonstrate it. The warning only matters if people already doubt your strength. By saying it out loud, Ruto accidentally confirmed that doubt exists. That is the trap of the preemptive boast. Compare this to what a commanding communicator would do in the same situation. Instead of warning opponents, you make a declaration about your own vision and movement. Something like, "We are building something in this country that no political force can ignore." That is not a threat. It is a statement of momentum. The opponent is irrelevant. You are the subject of your own sentence, not them. Ruto's version puts the opposition at the centre of the story and positions himself as the one doing the reacting, even if he frames it as attacking. The other problem is specificity. Tough political battle tells nobody anything. It is empty. The crowd cheers because of tone and delivery, not because of content. If you strip the emotion from those words, nothing is left. A sharper version names the stakes, names the vision, and lets the implied challenge land naturally. Vague threats fade before the week is out. Specific promises and specific records stick. The lesson here is simple in political communication, and in any high-stakes public statement, the moment you start talking about your opponents more than your purpose, you have already lost the frame. Ruto wanted to project dominance. He ended up projecting rivalry. Those are not the same thing. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing and ownership of your message gives you a framework for making sure that when you open your mouth in a competitive situation, you're advancing your own position rather than accidentally elevating the person you're trying to diminish. The principle is simple: whoever controls the subject of the sentence controls the room. The takeaway. Before your next public statement or high-stakes speech, ask yourself one question: am I the subject of my own message, or is someone else? If your power statement only makes sense in reference to another person, write it until it stands alone. Your strength should not require an opponent to exist. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.